This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes. Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Afternoons on the Score.
Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, especially if you are a fan of the Seth Jones trade. We're going to do the Jones stuff in the later half of the show. Mario did a great job breaking it down in the pregame. I was at the Tom Segura concert at United Center, and I got a text from Greg Boysen saying, of course they trade Seth Jones on your night off. And I laughed thinking it was a joke. And I said, I better check my phone just to make sure Greg's not joking.
Just in case.
And he wasn't. He was not joking.
Yeah.
So got to see the second and third periods here. And it was exciting.
Jay Zawoski out with us celebrating our guy Rick Camp as Campy gets married at the end of the month. We're all at the Tom Segura concert.
And he's, Rick Camp in studio.
Well, he's not here now, but Jay then had to go to his studio over at CHGO and get reaction to the Seth Jones trade.
How was Tom Segura, Jay Zawoski, with Tanny and with Lawrence and with Campy and more?
Everything with those guys is amazing and fun. But I'd never seen Segura before. I just saw him on social media and stuff like that. And never seen him do stand-up before. It was great. Really, really funny. I've never been to a comedy show in a venue that size before.
Yeah, me
I was
neither.
Very impressed with the production. The sound quality was Tannehill level.
That's good.
Well, it was outstanding.
We were talking about that because Tom had a DJ, and I was sitting there going, that should be Tanny's gig, being the DJ for like the Tom Segura show.
Don't fire him. We like him in this job.
I mean, it's a weekend thing whenever he comes to town. It's not like...
should be a side gig, though.
Yeah, it's a side hustle.
Segura probably tours with that dude, though.
I would imagine. If that were to happen for our brother, Chris Tannehill, I'd be happy for him, too.
He's got a family and a radio show. He's not available for such things.
Wow.
I'm sorry. We were
so surprised, by the way, that Chris DiStefano open for Tom Segura. Like, that was like the, like we said, he had an opener, and then like they're like, oh yeah, Chris DiStefano's here. We're like, whoa, we all sat up in our chairs, had a good time with Chrissy Humble Park.
Well, look, Jay, you know I'm the hockey guy of this four pack here. Like, long
everyone
time
knows that. Everybody, are you?
Yeah, yep. Long time hockey guy. I watched 8 minutes of the game last night. No, but I'm like, we got to talk to Jay today. Because did they just get a starting goaltender of the future in getting rid of Seth Jones? And then the new guy has 41 saves and has like this emotional moment post game where he says, I love you to the fans that he's never met before in his life. This felt like a thing, like a happening last night. Is it a turning point of the rebuild? Answer all 7 of those questions, sir.
Yes, I'll tackle them one at a time.
Thank
we
you.
Have 8 minutes to do so. No, I would say, yes, it is a turning point in the rebuild because you feel good about your defensive prospects. You feel good about your forward prospects, especially considering you're probably going to draft one in the top 3 again this summer. They're going to be active in free agency and in the trade market. So this was kind of the final piece. And even before the game began, when Spencer Knight stepped on the ice for warmups, I think everyone's Seth Jones frustration came out in cheers for Spencer Knight. And look, Spencer Knight is a high-end goalie prospect. He's a first-round pick, which is rare in hockey. If I could equate it, it would be like a running back in football where only the elite of the elite get taken in the first round. Spencer Knight was one of those guys, and then as soon as the Florida Panthers draft him, they signed Sergei Bobrovsky as a free agent, and he's a Hall of Fame-level goalie. So Spencer Knight has to kind of be thinking, okay, well, I guess I'm not getting my chance here for some time. So I think despite going from defending Stanley Cup champion to the worst team in the league, Spencer Knight knows this is his chance, and he took advantage of it. He was absolutely awesome. The Hawks had no business winning that game last night. None. They should have lost that game 5-0, but he was amazing. And the difference it makes when your goalie makes saves they're not supposed to, and what that does for the confidence of your teammates, it cannot be measured. Sure, you know, Soderblom's been good. Peter Mrazek, you look at him and say, okay, well, he typically makes the saves he's supposed to make. Sometimes you need more than that to get your team going. And Spencer Knight in the first period made 3 or 4, you know, 5-star saves on the LA Kings, and it was a difference in the game.
I can understand Seth Jones's frustration, because when you look at the Hawks, and he'd have a better view than the rest of us, you look at the Hawks, you go, this is going to be a while before this thing is really cooking in the way where I could contribute. And if you're a player that's looking at your career and saying, how long am I going to be this good, and do I want to waste it on teams that aren't good, I can understand it. I know that people are upset with Seth Jones. I thought that you had a really good tweet about it. Like, you know, there are a lot of people talking about Seth Jones, and they're going to be talking about him differently later on in this season.
Yeah, he's going to go to a winner. He's going to be put in a position where he can be a complimentary player as opposed to the do-it-all defenseman. And look, I don't want to get into it anymore. I've been saying on the CHGO Blackhawks show, like, we are, after Friday, we're no longer allowed to talk about Seth Jones because he's gone. He can't hurt us anymore. But he was a way better player than he got credit for being here. He was put in a position to do way more than he was supposed to. He was paid to do so. I will say that $9.5 million, you should do it all. But I think that contract and his arrival indicating kind of this, the decline of the Blackhawks, a lot of people just were out on Seth Jones from day one. It's a fresh start for him. He's going to thrive in Florida where he can just go play his game on a much better team. It's a win-win trade for everybody. I think Florida's happy. I think Chicago is very happy. And it has to be stated, like, Seth Jones told Kyle Davidson, I want to go to Dallas or Florida. And Dallas basically said, we can't make it work salary-wise, so we're out. So he had one team to trade with the Florida Panthers, and got an elite goaltending prospect with already NHL success behind him and a first-round pick. It is a masterclass from Kyle Davidson in this trade. And I think the people that have been doubting him lately, because this season didn't go quite as well as people thought it might, most of his trades, most of his signings have worked out. Now this summer for him becomes massive because he's got to find that all-star level guy to play with Bedard.
This is why we wanted to talk to you. Big point in the rebuild. Kyle Davidson pulls off the trade. We will check the win-loss from here overall, and we'll look back and see if this is the moment. Thank you, Jay.
All right, happy Fat Tuesday, or as I call it, Tuesday.
Happy Fat Tuesday. Also, happy birthday to Chicago today as well.
Oh, yeah.
March 4th, yes. This is the city's birthday.
And CHGO, 3 years today.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday,
many,
Mike.
Many, many folks thought we wouldn't make it this far. Shane?
Sorry. I'm sorry, Jay.
It's all right. We talked it out. We're good.
Yeah, but also maybe put more employees from your company on the softball team and not just two.
There it is.
All right. Well, we have
13 people that work here.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Hire more people.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you.
Same. That is Jay Zawoski from CHGO. If you want hockey information, go to him. Don't go to Spiegs. When we come back.
How dare you, sir.
It's true. When we come back, Jason Leisure will talk about the newest acquisition, and we still didn't really talk about Jack Sanborn being non-tendered. We'll discuss that and more with Jason next on The Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.